What is up, everybody? What is cracking? So I'm not doing the intro music today because I don't know why. Technical difficulties, as usual. This damn the machines know that I'm talking about the machines. Now they don't want me to talk about the machines, bro. I really hope this podcast doesn't get interrupted. by the fucking machines. But here I am. I want to do the intro music, but I can't. Fucking makes me so mad. For some reason, when I do it, like, the whole thing freezes up, man. But I wanted to talk about NPCs. And comment in the comment section right now, man, if you know what an NPC is. Have you ever looked it up before? Is there anything that you can share with us about what you think an NPC is? Do you know any people in your lives that you think might be an NPC? Have you ever thought you might be an NPC? You know, because this has been very fascinating to me. You know, there's always some type of thing that goes on in my life that makes me wonder that, and people that I meet, but nothing has made me feel that more than right the fuck now, you know, with the way the climate is, with everything. So Yusuf says, no, I don't know. You don't know what? You don't know if you're an NPC, Yusuf, or you don't know what an NPC is. My buddy Bolty from the Marine Corps says, I only knew about it because of this podcast. My buddy from the Marine Corps might be an NPC. Johnny is Burner, who, I think this is the first time I've seen you on this podcast. Welcome. Says, never heard of it. Jason Bacon says, I've learned about NPCs from the movie Gamer. Man, which is something I might have to watch. I don't know if I've seen Gamer. I see it a lot in real life the past few years, yes. I've noticed it a lot the past few years too, Jason. I'm not even going to lie. Technically, Tracy in the house says, hey. Spells hey with a lowercase h. Is that an NPC type thing to do? For those of you that don't know what an NPC is, an NPC is non-playable character. It's a term that comes from video games. If you ever play a game that has some type of, any game really, where you come across a character in the video game, and then you talk to the character, and the character has a specific script that it has to follow, and it really can't make much decisions on its own without the algorithm giving it the actions that it's supposed to do. That is a non-playable character. A non-playable character is a character in a video game that you cannot control. The computer controls it. So like if you were playing Grand Theft Auto and you know, you start blowing up the city and blowing up all those people that are walking up and down aimlessly in the city, no real goals, nothing. You know, they say canned lines that was programmed to them to say, you know, and then the police show up because you got 4 stars and all those cops are coming to blow you up. Those are NPCs. You can't control those characters. The simulation controls them. A PC is a playable character. A character that a human being controls. A real human being with a soul and free thought and free will and urges. A playable character is a character that you control. You're the one that's controlling this character. And the idea now is that if we're in a simulation, because what's crazy is there are some scientists that sort of believe that we are in a simulation. It's very weird. So if we are in a simulation, are you an NPC or are you a real human being? And how do you know? I've been like really thinking about this a lot. Because, you know, science has really been now bringing the idea around that maybe we're in a simulation. And now that that's kind of like being tossed around as a theory, some people are now wondering if we are in a simulation, which one of us is our real and which one of us is just a mindless, programmed, cuckold douchebag piece of shit that just turns on the news and believes everything that's programmed them to say. You know, those type of people that don't really have a thought of their own. Instead, they listen to other thoughts and then they borrow those thoughts and then they just regurgitate those thoughts. I mean, there's nothing wrong with learning from people that you find smart and appreciating their opinions or the information that they give you. But do you critically think through it or not? And now I'm starting to wonder, man, I think NPCs are people that are just, you know, they don't have any middle ground. Everything is just whatever they're programmed to do. And you've seen these people, whether it's wear the mask or don't wear the mask or get the vaccine or don't wear the vaccine. There's like no middle ground. There's no, hey, maybe you can also take ivermectin. No, that's a horse dewormer. I was told that's a horse dewormer. It's not a horse dewormer. It's actually a drug that was created to cure river blindness in parts of Africa. And it was so successful that the creator of the drug won a Nobel Peace Prize. But, you know, the news, especially when it comes for liberals, the programming is, you don't think like that. No, it's a horse dewormer. Regurgitate those talking points. Don't think yourself out of it at all. So that's what an NPC is. And I want to try this, find this video. I should have had it queued up. And it's fascinating. I want you guys to watch this. We're going to play it. I hope I don't have technical difficulties with this shit, man. Let me see. Today has been not a good day technology-wise. Okay, good. Images that are behind your head right now. This shit's got music on it. I hate when they do that. So I'm trying to look for this video.
It's New York City. It's okay. March 7th.
Well, where we can listen to Neil deGrasse Tyson, who's a very well-known scientist. And this was maybe 6 or so years ago where they had a scientist symposium, I guess, where they brought a bunch of scientists every year and they all share their new findings for the year in their respective fields. And Neil deGrasse Tyson was the moderator for this panel, and there's a string theorist named James Gates Jr. And the things that he says in this video at this meeting is fucking fascinating, and I want you guys to listen to it. Hopefully, I can find one without fucking music. People, have...
So where has this pursuit taken you?
Oh, my God.
Where have you landed?
Why would you ask that?
I'm asking that here and now. It's New York City. It's okay. March 7th.
Well, partly it's taken to these very strange images that are behind your head right now. These are pictures of equations. I've been, for the last 15 years, trying to answer the kinds of questions that my colleagues here have been raising. And what I've come to understand is that there are these incredible pictures that contain all the information of a set of equations that are related to string theory. And it's even more bizarre than that, because when you then try to understand these pictures, you find out that buried in them are computer code.
I'm not, again, man, I'm having these technical difficulties where I'm not able to get the screen up. I don't know why. Like, none of these buttons are working right now. This has never happened before. Whenever I had a technical difficulty, it was always something that was something that I knew that I was doing. And right now, fuck is going on here? Hold on a second. This is making me mad. All right, well, I guess I'm not going to be able to cut to the fucking screen. Piece of shit. I'm telling you, man, the NPCs know. They know. Anyways, I'm going to play this. Guys, just listen, okay? Just listen to this and look at my stupid face. This is pissing me the fuck off. All right, just listen to this, okay? This is Neil deGrasse Tyson. God damn it, now I'm getting phone calls. Shut the fuck up. You see, guys? You know what's going on right now? This is exactly what the computers are doing. They're trying to stop you guys from ingesting this information. All right. Sorry about it, guys. I don't know why, but here we go. I'm going to play it. It's about a four and a half minute video, and let's give it a listen.
So where has this pursuit taken you?
Oh, my God.
Where have you landed?
Why would you ask that?
I'm asking you that here and now. It's New York City. It's okay. March 7th.
Well, partly it's taken to these very strange images that are behind your head right now. These are pictures of equations. I've been, for the last 15 years, trying to answer the kinds of questions that my colleagues here have been raising. And what I've come to understand is that there are these incredible pictures that contain all the information of a set of equations that are related to string theory. And it's even more bizarre than that, because when you then try to understand these pictures, you find out that buried in them are computer codes just like the type that you find in a browser when you go surf the web. And so I'm left with the puzzle of trying to figure out whether I live in the Matrix or not.
Wait, you're blowing my mind at this moment. So are you saying your attempt to understand the fundamental operations of nature leads you to a set of equations that are indistinguishable from the equations that drive search engines and browsers on our computers?
That is correct. So,
Wait. I have to just be silent for a minute here. So you're saying as you dig deeper, you find computer code writ in the fabric of the cosmos?
Into the equations that we want to use to describe the cosmos, yes.
Computer code.
Computer code, strings of bits of ones and zeros.
It's not just sort of resembles computer code, you're saying it is computer code.
It's not even just is computer code, it's a special kind of computer code that was invented by a scientist named Claude Shannon in the 1940s. That's what we find very, very deeply inside the equations that occur in string theory, and in general in systems that we could say are supersymmetric.
Okay.
Time to go home, I think. I mean, where are we going to go? So are you saying we are all just, there's some entity that programmed the universe, and we're just expressions of their code?
Well, I didn't say that. Some of those,
like the Matrix? That's what you said.
Some of those codes are showing on the screen behind you right now. They don't look like codes, but these pictures, which we call adinkras, are graphical representations of sets of equations that are based on codes. So this is, in fact, to answer your question more directly, I have in my life come to a very strange place, because I never expected that the movie The Matrix might be an accurate representation of the place in which I live.
Jim, may I give you an argument that we don't live in The Matrix? Very simple argument. There's a property that the real world right down here has that no mathematical equation has, that no solution of an equation has, that no abstract object has. Here in the real world, it is always some moment, which is one of a series of passing moments. And a mathematical equation doesn't have a flow of time in it. It just is.
No,
and this means...
But Lee...
Wait, let him finish. Wait, I need him here and now.
This means that, to me, that the ancient metaphysical fantasy that we, quote, are just mathematics cannot be true, because in a world that was just mathematics, there would be no moment of time.
Why isn't there math as a function of time?
I'm sorry.
We solve those. These are differential equations.
But then you lay the solution out. X is a,
you're mistaking. You keep using the word is, and I'm talking about the word describe.
You see, the describe whole, is fine. But
let me finish, please, since we started with my discussion. The point is that it's fun to talk about some deep metaphysical essence that sits behind physics. But for some of us, it's about trying to find the most accurate way to describe where we live. And so my statement is that in the description of our universe, that is a supersymmetrical universe, which we were going to test in the LHC. If you believe that description, I can show you the presence of these codes. That's my statement.
Ouch,
ouch, ouch, ouch, ouch. Okay, I see some of you guys in the comments have been saying some stuff. So technically, Tracy says, I'm laughing because I'm taking a break from playing World of Warcraft to watch you right now. Talk about not being an NPC, or actually being an NPC playing a simulation so that you can finally be a PC. Jason Bacon says technically Tracy was balls deep in NPCs. Hilarious. For anybody who doesn't understand what that video, I'm going to give you just a quick summary of what that video is trying to say. String theory. Now listen, I'm fucking stupid. Don't think I'm a scientist. Let's just get that out of the way first. Disclaimer. Okay. String theory basically is very complex math. It's complex math that is used to describe the universe via math. Now, dumb people like us were like, how the fuck can you describe the universe with math? I understand that something like that happens, but I'm too fucking stupid to really actualize what the fuck that means, okay? I don't know if you heard before, like one of the great examples that I like to use for how math can actually explain things is how Albert Einstein theorized that time can be bent with gravity, meaning that time is more like a fabric and it can be contorted with gravity. So like the idea is that if you took a bed sheet and stretched it out really tight with on four corners, four people holding this bed sheet, that would be time. And gravity would be a bowling ball, say the planet Earth, and you dropped it in the middle of that sheet. No matter how tight everyone pulls that sheet, the gravity from that bowling ball is going to contort and twist and bend the fabric of space-time. When he theorized this, we didn't have any type of devices to prove it. So he died not being, he didn't live long enough to see this theory actually be experimented and proven. He came up with the theory using math. Like a dumb person like me, I'm just like, how? But he did it. He came up with an equation that described the universe, that described time, that described that time is a fabric and can be bent by gravity. And he said that if you are able to measure the edge of the Earth's atmosphere, you should be able to see a curvature in space-time, because Earth is a giant mass and it has gravity. And later on, we find out he's right. And not only is he right, this is one of my favorite examples to use. That mathematical equation that he created runs all GPS programs today. If we didn't have that equation or that understanding of a curvature in space-time, and we didn't have his math to explain that, then the GPS systems wouldn't be able to pinpoint us. The satellites that sit outside of that curvature in space-time will think that you are where you should be on the planet But because there's a curvature in space-time, it's going to be a little bit off. And it's amazing. Like, without that piece of math, that GPS wouldn't be able to find us anywhere on this planet. So string theory is very complex math that uses math to make a model of the entire universe. And then I guess what they do is they spit equations into it, and then it spits back answers. And the finding that Dr. Gates found was that they found computer codes written in the fabric of the universe. And he said it's not only any computer code. It's a specific computer code that was created by a computer scientist in the 40s. And supposedly this computer code that pretty much started computers is still running our computers. And it's basically the basis of all your computing that you do. Sort of the genesis of computers started with this code. And for some reason, their string theory model of the universe keeps spitting back this code. So, I mean, in the end, nobody really can believe anything. It's just a theory. I mean, Neil deGrasse Tyson was talked to on a podcast, and they brought this up. And, you know, as a good scientist, he'd be like, look, man, it's right now, it's just fantasy to think of it. You know, it's just fantasy. That shit ain't fucking real. We don't know yet until we can really prove it. But to me, it's fascinating that a lot of us are now thinking that we might be in a simulation, and now this NPC thing is now coming about. And I just kind of want to know, like, what do you guys think? Do you think you might be an NPC? Do you feel like, for me, the pandemic made me look like, man, bro, more people are NPCs than I think they are. So let's see, go back to the comments and see what people have said. Jason Bacon, question is, what if the simulation that is programmed to look years old? I even said that in the past. It's like one of my jokes that I'm trying to work on. As a matter of fact, I need to work on that again and bring that up. But I have this saying that I said, I was like, Christians believe the world and the universe is only 6,000 years old. That's what they believe. The entire universe was created 6,000 years old. Scientists for so long have always looked at that and laughed and be like, how can it be only 6,000 years old? All the evidence we're finding is saying that it's billions of years old. So now my question is, if we are in a simulation, what if the simulation is simulated to be 50 billion years old, but is actually only 6,000 years old? I don't know. To me, like, that type of mindset kind of blows my fucking mind. Yusuf says, I think I need to get high to watch this podcast. I find that insulting. Just because I'm high doing this podcast doesn't mean that I'm not doing a good job doing this podcast. You see how I, like, took that and made it about me? But Yusuf, I don't know. Have you heard of this before? Has this ever been something that you thought of? You know, like, whenever you thought about reality? He says, don't take it that way. I'm not, bro. I'm just joking around. Let me see what technically Tracy has to say. She's got a lot to say. And the math they are talking about is the equation that describes how gravity is able to bend time. Great. You know who was smart enough to... Huh. She says, you know who was smart enough to understand Einstein's theory and then do the math? Actress Hedy Lamarr. Oh, nice. Is that how you pronounce her name? Is it Hedy Lamarr? I don't know who these people are. I know Leah Lamarr. Leah Lamarr is my girl. If you guys don't know Leah Lamarr, you should follow her. LEAHNLAAMARR. She's funny. She's the queen of Clubhouse. Let's go back to the comments again. Technically, Tracy, fundamentalists that read the Bible literally aren't exactly my subject matter experts for science. I don't know what that means. Tala says, hey, I'm high too. Man, my people. My buddy John. What's up, John? Good to see you, man. You're an NPC for sure. I'm joking. I have no idea. But to me, this is the thing that really makes me think of the whole NPC thing is, and I'm just going to start sharing like things that are going on in my life that make me think that. People who I regarded as being good critical thinkers and very smart, after this pandemic, I've noticed them. Now, these are people who, before the pandemic, were, I feel, a lot like me. Somebody who tries to stay in a state of I don't know. Quote, unquote, I don't know. Meaning, I'm not going to walk around acting like I know shit. And I think it's a smart place to be. I think you have to know when to make a decision. That's not to say that, you know, you cannot make a decision in your life, but I'm talking about like things that are not in your respective field. I'm not a scientist. I'm always going to stay in a state of, I don't know. You know, I'm never going to be that person to be like, oh, look what the fucking science says. When you inspect it even more, you start to find out that, well, scientists are humans. Some of them have egos. Some of them have jobs to keep. Some of them have people to please. Not all the science is great. Like these news, the news will be like, a new study finds women with three nipples can be president one day. And it's like, then you listen to like a real respectful scientist and he'll tell you, hey, man, that study was flawed because of this and that. They didn't put this into the equation. And, you know, like, oh, look, there was another study that was actually done better. And their findings were not what the other study was. The three nipples have nothing to do with leadership. So to me, it's like this pandemic made me realize, yo, a lot of people are just, man, people who I always looked up to as like critical thinkers, like when shit would hit the fan. Like after 9/11, it was very interesting to me to the propaganda after 9/11 was so harsh towards people who look like me that it made a lot of people who are easily influenced to hate or to be scared. It worked. The propaganda worked on them. And then I was always amazed as an Arab. Right after 9/11, to see people who were critically thinking themselves out of that propaganda. And those people I respected. And then when I got to know people like that, I started to realize these people had these critical thinking skills in all facets of their life. Right? They always approached everything with, I don't know. You're trying to tell me all white people are racist? I don't know. I don't know about that. I'm going to give that a, you know, I'll think about it. I got to collect more data. I'm going to go hang out with some white people. Then I'll come to a fucking conclusion. So like after 9/11, when I saw people who were able to see past the propaganda, because like when I was stuck in that propaganda, meaning that like, you know, my image, because every time you turn on the news, it's just different versions of me. Blown shit up. And I'm like, you know, it even affected me. I would look in the mirror and be like, ugh, this guy, fucking terrorist. Right? But then when I saw people that were able to think past that, a lot of good friends that I became with in my 20s, you know, I accumulated some really good critical thinking friends because I respected that. And then the more I got to know these people, the more I started to realize that they were really good at critically thinking through a lot. And those are my people. My people are the ones that are always like, I don't know. And I don't know, but me personally, after this pandemic, the way people have just picked sides and just let whatever programming that comes from that side be the truth, right? Like on the right, no vaccines. You don't need a vaccine. They're fucking terrible. Like if you go far, far, far right, right? Don't wear a mask. They don't work. Then you go all the way to the left and you have people that are just fucking pro-vaccine. And these are some like critical thinking motherfuckers that I know, but they're just NPCs now. Now, I'm not saying that I'm for masks. I don't want to make it about the whole vaccine or no vaccine thing. But to me, NPC seems to be those people that allow the system to run them, man. It's like a lot. There's people that wake up and go, hey, man, what am I supposed to think today? Let me see what Ben Shapiro has to say. Oh, Palestinians are all terrorists. Well, I guess Palestinians are all terrorists. And then on the same token, you'll have another person who wakes up in the morning who doesn't want to listen to Ben Shapiro because they're like on the other side of the political spectrum. So they listen to Rachel Maddow. Right? And they get told fucking vaccines are great and there's no such thing as a horrible trans person. When in reality, the person that's waking up and going, I don't want to listen to Ben Shapiro because I'm a liberal. I'm the fucking liberal that's like, I'm listening to Ben Shapiro. I don't like listening to him. But to me, it helps me triangulate my opinion, and I think that's important. There's a lot of things that were put online pertaining to like questions, 10 things to know what makes you an NPC. Let's see, 10 things NPC. There's this list that's going around, and I don't like these. It's so funny. Like when I did searches for this, 10. This is what's funny is that some of these videos are like sites that you go to look. How do you know if you're an NPC? They'll be like this. Well, here's the 10 lists of what could make you an NPC. And every single person that's like that I'm finding is some person trying to convince you is one of those like motivational speaker guys, you know, like, hey, I'm in Greece right now because I actualized my life and I make money and I have such a good time. So I'm going to tell you, are you an NPC? You know what NPC is? And then it's like a list of like stuff that makes you like not successful. So then instead of it like going, hey, you need to like wake up and be more empathetical and be a better person or like actually have some type of depth and enjoyment in your fucking life. It's more like to buy my DVD and I'll teach you how not to be NPC. And maybe you can enjoy yourself in hotel like me in Crete, Greece. Bye. And then I'm just like, here's an NPC trying to make money. I'm like, that motherfucker's the NPC. Fucking piece of shit. I can't find that goddamn list now. Oh, I should just go to history. So mad, bro, that I just might be an NPC. What did you guys think of that video that I played that you couldn't watch? Was there like any type of like, to me, I found it eerie. Here it is. 10 signs you are a NPC. All right. Every single day seems the same. I don't know about that. Most of your conversations are about the weather, gossip, or complaining. Yeah. That might be Yeah, you know, I was like talking to somebody the other day, and it was just like, man, every time I talk to you, this is all it is. You hate your job? I don't know about that. Every person who hates their job is an NPC. So America is just NPC. You cannot go out and have fun by yourself. These are fucking stupid. Who the fuck is right? See, another one. Look at this guy. Life coach, piece of shit. So, but this is a list that has been going out. You cannot go out and have fun by yourself. Listen, I can go out and have fun by myself. I love to travel by myself and all that shit. But you would think that if you prefer to have fun with people, that would make you less of an NPC, right? So now I'm an NPC. I don't know. You take the same path to work every day. I take the path that Waze GPS tells me to take. I don't know about you, motherfucker. More than 90% of your thoughts are the same thoughts you think every day. Oh, shut the fuck up. You don't know your purpose. Does that really fucking... You are reactive to others. You get angry or sad or excited or happy, and your actions are based on these emotions. This guy's just trying to sell some shit. All your choices you make are mainstream. Now this, that's to me one of the things that really picks out. Because right now I'm blown away. Like some of my friends who were never really mainstream are now fucking being mainstream with this whole pandemic and vaccine and no vaccine and fuck. It's just making me more and more feel like there were probably more NPCs around me than I ever thought. You feel powerless to have free will. Fuck you, Dejan Devetsky. See? Just some other Russian trying to fucking extract money from my peoples. From my dumbass NPC peoples, bruh. Better fucking lay off my NPC brothers and sisters and trans and theys and thems and zips and zers. Let me ask a question, guys. Let me ask a question to the entire crew over here that are in the thing. Oh, this is going to be fun, man. There's a lot of people in the thing. Hossam, thank you for joining, Hossam. Tarek S, what is up, man? Good to see you again. Jason Bacon, one of the keys to life is not to be the smartest person in the room if you want to grow. Yeah, or not to, yeah, exactly. Hang out with more smarter people, people who push you, people who challenge you. Even people who challenge you to think in ways that stoke anger. So, man, if anything, you can learn a lot. I think one thing we've lost so far in America, and it seems like the whole world, is that now we're being more polarized. Where back in the day, man, if I met like someone who was a Republican, like my boy Brett that I came up with in comedy, I was just this back in the day. I'm like, now he's a totally different person. But this back in the day, he was hardcore Republican. And, you know, man, like today... The norm would have been like, nah, man, I'm not talking to this guy. Piece of shit. He voted for Bush. I was the opposite. I was like, I want to interface with this guy. I want to know what this guy thinks, why he thinks, what he thinks, all that shit. So, yeah, I'm right there with you, Jason. Surround yourself also with people that are smarter than you, you know, more compassionate, you know. Some people are like, I know people that are just like, better at like just giving, you know, than I am, and that it inspires me to be more giving, you know. So it's not only like people who are like smarter than you, it's like there are people out there that have intelligence in other departments that not necessarily are academic or scientific. Some of them are emotionally intelligent, artistically intelligent, socially intelligent. You can learn a lot. You know, the way I look at it, man, genius, stay close to it because it rubs off on you a bit. Yep, Tracy says Jason Bacon. That's good advice. Jason, 2022 will be a year of greater division, I think. Man, fuck you, Jason, you NPC piece of shit. Get the fuck out of here with that. Tracy, masks work for me. They keep weirdos away. I can go to a store and not have some guy tell me, you should smile. You'd be so pretty. The way you said you'd be so pretty, I can't help it but think that you're like shopping at Super Greenland in Dearborn for Wild Wednesdays. Hey, you should smile. You'd be so pretty. Oh man, I fucked up. I just called you not pretty now. Man, I should have thought that through. I should have been like, hey, you're pretty even when you're not smiling. But man, you would be prettier if you smiled. I'm going to go home and practice that in the mirror, cuz. And I'll try it on another lady. Oh, no. The pandemic. The pandemic made women wear masks. What, bro? Now I got to come up with a new pickup line? I've been working on this pickup line for fucking 6 months, cuz. I had guys on Reddit help me. It was a support group for pickup lines on Reddit. Bro. All right, whatever. I'll just go to Hamido's and get a shawarma sandwich and cry about how it's going to take me another 6 months to figure out and perfect another pickup line, cuz. Doc Ratty, the Daily Wire is a bunch of phonies. They just dumped $25 million into Facebook on advertising. Okay. I don't know why dumping $25 million into advertising would make them phony. To me, it just makes them good with business. Hosam, it is the year of the superpowers. No need for mini war shit. It doesn't work anymore. World War III will start and T-bats all. And that's all. So we just want Ishak to do a new Ed and Mo show so we can laugh. Well, I appreciate that, Hosan. We're working on it, as a matter of fact. Me and Mike are working on a new Ed and Mo show. And hopefully we're going to get some backing to produce this and maybe shop it around to Netflix, Hulu, Amazon. We shall see. Technically, Tracy, all that clickbait crap. I must be off of what I just said. Jason says to Hosam, the bloodless civil war started a few years ago that will likely grow when countries stop fighting themselves and fight other countries over the same thing. Well, here's about my Waze comment. I knew this was going to come up. Technically, Tracy, Waze has you programmed. You are an NPC. I fucking don't like Tracy anymore. Jason, I take the same path to work every day. It's called waking up and going downstairs. Yeah, bro. Working from home, bruh. I'm not rich like you. I don't have stairs, bro. Hosam, Waze, yes. Let the Mossad know every route you take. He's saying that because Waze was created by an Israeli company. And you know what? It's great. When you're in LA, man, you got to get around that traffic, dude. I'll tell you what, Waze is on point. You know, it's funny that there was a point in the early times of Waze. I don't know if you remember this article, but Israeli people were using Waze and Waze took them into Palestinian territory. And then they had to try to, you know, get out of there without, you know. And I thought that was funny. We are just waiting for the glitch in the Matrix, Hosam says. Technically, Tracy, empathy and kindness like your mom. You said last week she's not smart, but she has emotional intelligence. Exactly. Yeah, I talked about my mom. Yeah, I talked about my mom, how sweet she is and how loving she is. And she just doesn't have any academic intelligence. She doesn't really care to pay attention to the current events in the world and all that stuff, you know, but she can read a person, you know, She can read. She can read a person in order to understand if that person's hurting or not. When she, like, you know, wants to cater to that. I mean, that's a form of intelligence. You know, people. You know. Hey, Ishak, since I used to watch your old creative videos, can I ask you, is living in America is the same we used to have back in the 2000s? I think we are getting in mud. I think what you're asking me is, has times changed so much? I would say, yeah, it has a lot. Are we living in mud? Maybe you are. I'm living in a one-bedroom apartment in Los Angeles for too fucking much money. That's where I am. Does that make me an NPC? Bruh. Really funny, man. This is probably like the most viewers I had watching live at one time. And I appreciate you guys watching. Do you guys have any more questions for me about NPCs, man? I really want to know what you guys think, man, because I don't know. I just I'm at a point right now that, you know, I've been microdosing mushrooms, and it's great. You guys should definitely give it a shot. Know what you're doing when you're doing that. Maybe I should do a podcast about microdosing mushrooms. You got to be careful, because mushrooms, you know, you take too much, you could fucking ruin your life. You can literally go too deep into the rabbit hole if you're not ready. But this whole idea of simulation theory, this whole idea of, like, we might be in a simulation, and the idea that some of us are real and the other ones are programmed, it's really funny. Like, it's got me now looking at people that I engage with and trying to figure out if they are NPCs or not, you know, because there are people out there I kind of feel that are just so run by the program and they're not helping anything. You know, that they're just so predictable. Like, you know right away what their answers are going to be to any type of question, because you know their political leanings. You know that they're only going to watch or listen to a certain type of viewpoint. They're going to force themselves to hang out in echo chambers where they hear the same thing regurgitated over and over again. And in the end, they're not even trying to better or, like, expand the way they think. All they're trying to do is be cool. Hey, is it cool to say that a trans person was being an asshole to me? He's like, nah, man, you can't say that. Shh, don't. You saw what they did to Chappelle. Follow the program, motherfucker. Think a certain way. Like, right now, it's almost like Minority Report is about to become real. Like, thought crimes. I got into an argument with a trans person, and it was online, so it doesn't count, I think, because a lot of the times you lose nuance. But that person was literally trying to say that any criticism of trans people is transphobic. No, I'm criticizing the person. The fact that they're trans is a totally different fucking thing. And that's where we're at right now. And then there's people I know that will defend that person and not question them and not be like, hey, wait a minute, bro. Get with the fucking program, bitch. Man, you guys are... What's my favorite NPC? My favorite NPC. Elon Musk. Elon Musk is my favorite NPC. That motherfucker... You know, he's the NPC that the program is created to help us out. There are other NPCs that are not here to help us out. No, I mean, I don't know if fucking Elon Musk is an NPC or not. I know that when he talks, I'm like, he might be a fucking alien. If I think favorite NPC, I would have to say, you know, which NPC does the most damage? I think politicians are NPCs. Joe Biden for sure is an NPC. I think the simulation is testing us. They've run the Joe Biden.exe file, and that simulation was to see, would we be able to be manipulated into being okay with the president that's practically dead and every so often slips his mind? Can we get a significant portion of the population to not think correctly about this, to defend this guy, to be like, no, he's not losing his mind. He's not old. He has a stuttering, he has a speech impediment. But if we were to reverse the programming of the simulation and made it someone like Trump, let's say Trump was the one that was falling apart, bet you any money my Republican friends would have been the ones that are just like, oh man, no. This is how he talks. When he stutters, it's because he's multitasking. He's talking politics, but he's also thinking about the stock market because he's a businessman. Politicians are NPCs for sure, you know? Because it takes a specific type of narcissism to want to do that job and be okay with it. But Joe Biden for sure is an NPC. Kamala Harris, that laugh. The fucking simulation's breaking down, bro. It rained in Phoenix. Stop it. Just stop it. Stop it, simulation. Stop fucking with us, bro. My friend Lulu Jovovich, fucking, you know, funny comedian who I think is a Russian spy. You probably saw her on episode 2. I had her on episode 2 or 3. We were at an open mic the other night, and she's starting this new bit, and the setup was, remember the days where you could just be a regular liberal? And I thought that was genius. I was like, right? Right now, the simulation's got us really, really divided. Robbie says, I need to hit my head. What? Meaning this stuff is confusing to you? Hold on a second. So Robbie came in here. Yo, fam, haven't been here for a while. What if the white light at the end of a person's life is just them coming out of the womb and into a new life? Reincarnation, right? What if reincarnation is real? How's this? I was going to let you guys go, but I'm going to go into quantum immortality right now because this is one of my favorite fucking weirdo science subjects. Like I said, I've been slowly reading The Hidden Reality by Brian Greene, who's a scientist who's really good at like taking these complex quantum theories and rendering down for stupid people like us, me. I won't talk to you about you guys, but you know, we're not quantum physicists. And it's quantum immortality is another theory that I am fascinated with. And the idea is, if there's a multiverse, and here's another thing that almost lends to simulation theory, this idea of there being multiple versions of this existence happening in infinite variations. So somewhere down the road, back in the day, in another sliver of the universe, you had to make a decision. When I grow up, I'm going to be the president of the United States. And then another idea was, well, when I grow up, I want to be a cartoonist. And the idea is that the simulation, the actual universe, will split. And on one trajectory will be you going down the path of I want to be president. And then the other split would be you deciding to become a cartoonist. Now that's simplified, right? The idea is that the universe is constantly splitting. Your universe is infinitely splitting with every myriad of decision, action, and everything that you take. So there's an infinite versions of you in parallel doing infinite number of different things. The idea is the closer sliver would be very close to this. Like right now you're watching my podcast live, and then in the next sliver you're running 5 minutes late watching it live. And then in the next sliver you had to leave early. And then in the next sliver, so on and so on and so on and so on. And then that extrapolates infinitely into a myriad of different options that a myriad infinite versions of you are living out. Okay? The idea of quantum immortality is that your brain, your conscious energy that we have yet to figure out, is energy. It cannot be destroyed because we've proven energy cannot be destroyed. And that if you were to die today, or let's say you were to see me shoot myself in the head, you would witness the bullet killing me. But then another you would also witness a version where the bullet doesn't go off. And the idea is me, the person that's trying to blow their fucking brains out, will never experience the gun going off. They will always experience the other option. So who knows, man? Maybe we do never die. Quantum immortality, look it up. Do weed first, then look it up. What if babies cry? Fucking Robbie's been smoking a lot of weed. What if babies cry because they still remember their past lives and leaving the ones they love behind? Damn. What kind of fucking shit you reading, Robbie? I thought you were from Dearborn, cuz. Don't you got to go get your eyebrows waxed? Technically Tracy, read George Orwell's 1984 again if you want to be reminded of thought crimes. Yeah, no, trust me, I know. And you're right, I might have to read it again to refresh. Jason says to Robbie, the theory is when we are incarnated, we are born with a veil of forgetfulness, blocking all memories from our past lives. You know, all this stuff is really cool. There's these little things that we're saying, you know, like gives me goosebumps to think about and stuff, but we don't know shit. None of us know shit. Hosam, fuck yeah, Joe Biden is an NPC for sure. So is Trump, man. Trump is a fucking man. If there is one NPC, bro, if there's one program that was created by the simulation to disrupt everything, to catapult society into this direction of totalitarianism. I mean, it's happening. You know, the governments don't even need to tell us to stop speaking up. They've now tricked us into telling each other to stop speaking up. And Trump was the catalyst for that shit, man. You want to talk about NPC? That motherfucker has no empathy. He's a malignant narcissist. He's self-serving. He screwed people over. Sure, when he was president, there's things that he did that were beneficial. I'm not saying that, you know, he was terrible all across. Same thing with Obama. Obama did great things. He also obliterated my people in Yemen. Obama, the president who has bomb in his name. So to me, it's like, man, that Trump man is one of the fucking, man, does he look like he's a raging NPC. And to me, it's baffling when Trump came out, because to me, I think Trump activated all the NPCs in our lives, whether they were for him or against him. Some people were so against him in a cartoonish way where it was like, dude, are you even listening? Are you even paying attention to what's going on? Or are you just only listening to your side? And then you had the NPCs on the other side. You know, the fucking dingbats that stormed the Capitol. If anything, man, I would say the one NPC would be Trump, man. And even if you guys love Trump, listen, I don't give a shit. It's your problem if you love a politician. That's your fucking problem. If you're letting a politician, a soulless NPC, get you to feel things and then act on those things, that's your fucking problem. At the same time, it's also our problem because we have to deal with your ass. But yeah, I would say Trump, numero uno, recent NPC who, if this was a simulation, he was the program that was run to execute and activate all the other NPCs and make you fucking realize, fuck, man, my uncle's an NPC. I used to like that guy, man. He's the one who taught me how to hit on women. All right, guys. This was fun. This was fun. This was what Robbie says, Trump 2024. You're a piece of shit. Honestly, man, I hope he doesn't run again. I know some people like him. I didn't like how it divided us. I don't like it. We're still feeling the ripples from that fucking program. He's a fucking program. He ignited us to fucking act in a certain way. And it pisses me the fuck off. Jason Bacon, the high-level politicians are put into their place before we know they are an option to vote. Absolutely. Listen, man, Joe Biden, to me, is one of the greatest examples of that. Right? I'm sorry. Anybody who likes Joe Biden right now, you're a mindless NPC. Why is it that you're not a mindless NPC when Trump is in office, but then now when we got this other motherfucker in there, now all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, no, he's not all these horrible things and all these racist things that he's done in the past and all the racist law that he's like, you mean to tell me that the system found a way to get everyone to call Tulsi Gabbard a Russian operative because at one time she tried to reach out to the president of Syria to try to figure out how to quell the problems over there. You know why the system called Tulsi Gabbard a Russian operative and let the media and people like Rachel Maddow beat that drum? That's because Tulsi Gabbard is not an NPC and she was trying to stop a war which will really fucking fuck up the bank accounts of some greedy NPCs. This shit got depressing. Sorry, guys. But yeah, so when you think NPC, I want you to picture Trump with Kamala Harris's laugh. And then also think about the people in your life, even the ones that you agree with. Just pay attention. Like, I couldn't believe I had a couple of my friends the other day try to switch the argument away from how the news is manipulating us to how Jon Stewart is the problem. I can't believe, did you guys hear my stomach growl? I haven't eaten all day. Jon Stewart. With talking points like, oh, you know, he'll say some terrible thing or whatever, something that's wrong, and then he gets to hide behind the fact that he's an entertainer. You, that person who was telling me that, has been manipulated by the media that wants to vilify Jon Stewart because he's a liberal that's not following the narrative of the vaccine that all the liberals are told that they need to follow. Otherwise, you're a fucking Republican piece of shit. Jon Stewart gets on Stephen Colbert and tells a joke about the Wuhan lab, and about how maybe the coronavirus came from there. But oh no, man, the liberal talking points is not to talk about China, man, because you know why? That's racist, even though China is a nation. And it's racist because Trump called the coronavirus the China virus, which I think was wrong for him to say. I thought it was dumb. And now liberals are like, well, we can't criticize. We can't say the disease came from China now because the guy I hate said and called it a China virus. So now the talking points is it didn't come from China. It came from some fucking horny penguin. They made some type of fucking excuse about penguins. Here's the thing, man. How is it that they fucking come up with these dumbass ideas and then we all fucking believe in it? JFK gets assassinated and everyone heard a second shot. But no, no, no. The government's like, it's a magic bullet. Look it up. It was a bullet that made two 90-degree turns in midair after it went through. Shut the fuck up. Anyways, all right, guys, I got to get going. This was fun. I had a lot of you guys listening in. This was the first time I was like really engaged with the the comments section. That was great. I love doing that. We should definitely do it again. Guys, until next week, I think I'm going to try to get a guest on. I'll let you guys know. Stay tuned. Mike from Detroit on everything. If you want to watch this podcast, you can always go to publicyemeni.com. It'll take you to my Mike from Detroit page for the podcast. You can listen to the audio version wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to the last one that I did that is now just uploaded to audio. It's the one that I did with porn star Sylvia Sage and Jordy Stroud, the comic that I had on, who I believe watched too much porn and wasn't having enough sex. So there you go. And please, guys, subscribe to my YouTube when you're on here. Hit the alert button on there so you know that I'm posting stuff. Follow me on Instagram, Mike from Detroit. Follow me on Twitter, Mike from Detroit. Follow me on Facebook, Mike from Detroit. Follow me on Pornhub, Mike from Detroit. YouPorn, Mike from Detroit. PornMD, Mike from Detroit. Your Mom's House, Mike from Detroit. All right, guys, I love you very much. This was really fun. I hope to see you guys next week, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Love you. Deuces and... don't be an NPC.
Public Yemeni number one.